aural skills. This is ear training. Ear training is a relatively unpopular subject, not because people don't like it, because they don't understand the power that it gives you. Guys, there's only 12 notes, and you can easily learn how to detect which of the 12 notes. I'm not talking about absolute pitch where you just automatically know, well, that's a B flat or that's a C sharp. But what I mean is, relative to each other, you can learn how the pitches sound, the intervals. So the sound of an octave, the sound of a fifth, the sound of a third. You have no idea what you're missing when you can hear a song in your head. Like, pick a famous melody. I don't know, the first thing that popped in my head was Camptown Races. And so it's wonderful to just be able to go... I didn't even stop and pick a key. It happened to be the key of F. I just went wherever my hand, wherever I put my hand down, and I played the pitches relative to that. Because I hear each note, just to give you an insight of what that is, you know, I hear the first note as da 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 da, the fifth of the key. So 5-5-4-5-6-5-3-3-2-3-2, 5-5-4-5-6-5-3-2-2-3-2-1. I think of everything in intervals, and it's just so much fun. And it goes way beyond that when you go into a supermarket and you hear a song on the radio, and you just know, you may not know exactly what key it's in if you don't have perfect pitch, although that can be taught too. That's a whole other topic. I don't have perfect pitch. I have relative pitch. This is what I'm talking about, relative pitch. You can hear a song on the radio and kind of, if the chord progression is simple enough, then you can just know how it goes. You can know how to play that song, and you know it, and you can just pick up a guitar and play it first try, and no one needs to tell you the chords. You know, it's pretty amazing. Some bands I work with, they insist on calling out the chords of songs that haven't been rehearsed. And, you know, I try and politely tell them, gee, I'm sorry, but, you know, I know the chords. I can hear them. I can hear them. Once I hear them once, I know what it is. Or another example is there's a local jam session where there's no structure. It's just people come and play. And once a key has been established, it's very difficult to create a progression within that key because the other musicians can't really hear the progression. You would have to either write it out or teach it all to them on the fly. But when you're with experienced musicians, it's not like that. You can play tunes you've never even heard before. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I used to work for Hank Lane in New York City, and I'd go on wedding gigs and I wouldn't know half the songs. But it didn't matter, because once I could fake along, you know, and once I heard the first chorus, then I knew how the song went, and then I'd listen on the bridge a little bit, you know, if it went to somewhere strange. But in general, I could play it, and the untrained ear would never know that I didn't know the song. All right, that's my little rant about ear training skills. So that's the first thing when it comes to being a beginner, that just to understand that ear training is important and why it's important and what it can allow you to do. And then you might end up memorizing the sound of an octave. You know, just start with the octave and the fifth, for example. The sound of the octave is somewhere over the rainbow. If you play a note and you could hear or sing somewhere over the rainbow, then that's is the octave. So that's what you do. You assign famous songs that start with the octave. I mean, start with the interval that you're looking to memorize, and then you always associate that. So no matter what note I play, like if I play that note, I can hear in my inner ear, you know, even if I don't sing, even if you don't sing, you can still. And then once you, the Holy Grail is, like I was saying before, once you know where that is on the fingerboard, then you hear the idea or the song, whether it's your own idea or someone else's song. You hear it, you recognize the intervals, and then you can put it on the fretboard, no problem. That is the Holy Grail right there. And by the way, the interval of a fifth would be Star Wars. So good luck with that.